Welcome to a Song of Ice and Fire Symposium. My name is Snav, and my pronouns are they, them.
And my name's Harmit, and my pronouns are Hershey, like the chocolate.
And this is A Clash of Kings. This time I remembered what book it was. A Clash of Kings, chapters 11 and 12. Theon.
Oh.
And Daenerys. In these chapters, Theon goes back home, and Daenerys has no home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, she's just wandering around, you know, stumbling into things.
Yeah. Poor child.
Well, she's a woman grown, mother of dragons.
Right. 14-year-old. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Hope y'all are okay. How are you doing, Harmit?
I'm doing good.
What'd you think of these chapters?
These chapters, I did not enjoy them very much. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know. There were just a few moments where I felt disgusted. And it kind of just, like, it kind of messed me up for the rest of the chapter. And I was just sitting there.
I wonder how you could possibly be disgusted in any of this. It's not gross at all.
I was thinking, I'm like, what other fantasy series has this much, like, I know there's, like, a whole genre out there of, like, books about, like.
Okay, you think you've read fantasy? You have not.
Okay, well, yeah.
This is not even, like, the worst of it.
I believe you.
This is pretty bad, but there's much worse out there.
Okay, that's fair. I guess I just haven't exposed myself. I have no interest in exposing myself to any of that. Because, yeah, I was just thinking, because, like, I know, like, yeah. Yeah, those were my thoughts. I was like, this is not ideal.
Okay. All right. Did you come up with any three reaction words?
Disgusted, confused, right. Chill. I feel like these chapters were pretty chill. I just kind of felt chill.
All right. What were you confused about?
But same things I was disgusted about. They kind of go hand in hand.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay. So, you ready to do a summary? These chapters, they were like an hour read each. They were long.
These chapters were really long. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I'm still going to give you 30 seconds each because I'm I'm like that.
Right. Okay.
So, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
We meet Theon. He's a bundle of joy. Gotta love him. He's sitting on the ship or whatever, and, like, the captain's daughter and him, like, go downstairs or whatever to, like, go have sex, and this entire scene was disgusting. And we kind of get, like, more backstory about him, and then they drop him off, and she's like, I want to go with you, and he's like, nope. And then he meets his uncle, who's had, like, a whole makeover, and he's, like, a new person now. Very interesting. Then we meet his dad, and his dad's like, Theon.
Switch.
Oh. Wait, who did we go to? Oh, Daenerys. Okay. So Daenerys is just, like, hanging about, not doing great. They're running out of food. There is no food. People are slowly dying. Then they finally get to this, like, fun little place. Forget the name, whatever. They get to a place and they chill there and they, like, there's stuff there. But they're like, this is haunted. We should not be here. And it's like, okay, you've already done a lot of bad things at this point. Like, this is not that much worse. And then she sends her blood riders ahead to go and find stuff.
Wow, you did not get far with those.
Okay, there's a lot going on.
That's okay. Let's get into the details, my favorite part.
Yes.
Although with this, like, these chapters, maybe I don't want to get into the details, but we kind of have to. So
yes.
Let's get into some of the details.
Okay.
All right, take us through.
Okay, we start the chapter and Theon's sitting on the ship. thinking about his life, because he's had so much life. And he's kind of, he's, like, talking about all the ships.
Okay, you're missing the whole thing. Okay, so he has forced the ship to go by the cliffs under Pike, because he wants to look at it.
Yeah,
the Lordlings and their follies. That's, like, some of the crew people call them.
Yeah.
Because it... them be dangerous waters, and he's just like, no, but I want to look at it. Yeah. I saw it grow smaller last time. I want to see it get bigger.
Closure is a scam.
Yeah, my feelings, I'm gonna take over this episode, so let it begin now. My feelings with Theon are complicated. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, I want to be, like, sympathetic to him, because he was, like, separated from his family, and, like, he has seen all this, like, you know, because he saw his, like, brothers die in front of him, basically. And, you know, his town was burned and whatever. So that sucks. But also, he feels, like, very sorry for himself. More sorry than I think he actually deserves to feel. Because he lived a pretty cushy life. Like,
yeah.
Even, like, later on when he meets his dad, he's like, oh, even Ned Stark wasn't that cold. And I'm like, exactly. Like, if you had grown up here, you would have probably, you know, endured so much abuse. Now, again, same thing. Like, that would have been abuse from, like, your own family, you know? Yeah. That's familial abuse as opposed to, like, abuse from other people. So maybe, like...
Yeah,
but he's just like, oh my gosh, my life is so sad. And I'm just like, no, it really is not. And he thinks he's, like, the coolest. He's, like, the shit, you know? He thinks he's the shit. Yeah, but he's just some random, like, bird dropping way over there.
No!
Like, you know, continuing the shit metaphor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh. That's a really good... I love that. That was so funny. But yeah, no, I definitely agree. He's just, like... I know we've talked about this with, like, okay, like, we haven't had a Joffrey chapter, but, like, we hate Joffrey because he also has that sense of entitlement. But, like, we've talked about this with, like, Jon, where you're like, he's too, he, like, pities himself all the time. But I feel like this is, like, a new level. Like, this is.
Yeah. Like, well, I think he's taken his, like, pitying, like, with Jon, it's just like, oh, me, poor me. With this, it's like, well, it was poor me, except I'm too cool to be poor me. Like, I don't know how to explain it. He's really in love with himself, and there is not that much to love. So I'm just like,
yeah, he's just kind of
doing here.
He's just kind of intolerable. I feel like that from what I'm getting so far. He is
and intolerable. Like, it wouldn't be such a big deal if he didn't treat other people like absolute crap. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's that's I think that's where it sticks with me.
Yeah,
like, he can be like, oh, I had a little tough life, sure, like, cool. And he could be like, oh, I'm great. I mean, if you think so, fine. But, like, all these people are dirt on my shoes. Like, no. Like, that's where I'm like, you've gotten too far.
Yeah. Just,
you know?
Yeah. All of his, because there's things he does, then there's things that happen, and then there's thoughts that he has. And
yeah, it's the way he's not, like, Yeah. Like, the things that happened to him weren't great, but the choices he's making aren't also great. So
Tony, not a great first impression. And I find it interesting how, like, last time Martin introduced us to this, like, character that, like, I feel like it would be hard to be like, I don't like Davos, you know, because he's a pretty likable character. Davos. Yeah,
he was like, I wouldn't kill my wife for some sword.
And
like, that's the most reasonable sentence anybody has ever heard in this whole series.
Exactly. And then two chapters later, Martin's like, just kidding. Here's other people. Let's introduce you to this character that you're gonna have a hard time stomaching. And but I like that contrast that it was, like, right after each other, because they also have that kind of like. Davos is like, okay, I was a poacher, and I'm in this position, but it's, and I'm
not
in this,
poacher,
like,
smuggler.
Oh, wasn't he a poacher?
No,
oh, no.
Smuggler.
Oh, was that Jorah? Am I just confusing? Wasn't Jorah a poacher?
Jorah sold some poachers.
Okay, sorry. My brain has been thinking about Jorah too much today. Right.
Another gross reading. Part of these chapters.
Yeah, exactly. That really stuck with me. But
we'll get there.
But what was the point I was trying to make? Why did I mention poachers?
Davos versus Theon.
Right. So Davos was like, okay, I was in this state and now I'm in a better position.
But I'm still humble about it.
Yeah.
Whereas Theon's like, I've always been in a terrible state, but I'm not at all humble about it.
Theon's like, oh my gosh. I was part of this lineage, like I was doing great, and then they like took me and now I've all these bad things happen, but like I'm still great. And it's
although without the war he wouldn't be like the quote-unquote heir, because he would have like two older brothers, so like I'm sure he would find like reasons to be bitter about that. So you tell I don't like him? Okay, all right, I'll come out and say it. I don't like Theon. Sue me.
Oh my gosh, I'm willing to give him a chance, but things aren't looking great for him so far. Let's just say it's not a great first impression. Let's actually talk about the chapter. Yeah. So they're
going by Pike because he wants to look at it. Mm-hmm. And even though they're risking capsizing,
yeah,
sinking the boat by doing this.
Yeah, exactly. And he wants to look at it, and like they're letting him look at it, and he's still salty that he can't like actually go there. I'm like, homie,
you'll be there in a minute.
Yeah, let's just chill. But
so they pull up to Pike, and hold on. Sorry. I just looked up Pike on Google to, like, find an image to illustrate it for you, because, like, it's kind of hard to picture, you know?
Yeah.
But there's, like, a Pike. Pike is, like, a fictional monster of some kind as well, so I had to, like, specify Iron Islands.
Right.
Oh, I like this one. Okay. I am going to copy and paste it in the chat so you can take a look at it, and if I remember I will also share it in our
show notes.
Yes, exactly. Oh wait, actually, instead of giving you this link and then having Google recommend a bunch of similar things, I'm just gonna share my screen.
Oh my gosh.
How much thought I have to put into every single action, the work I do, hard I work.
Yes.
Okay, so here's Pike. So once upon a time, it used to be like this thing of land that struck out and was like a sword, like
it was like a
jutting
pike
out of the land. Yeah, exactly. It was like a pike. But all the years, the ages, and the water has worn it down, so it's just like reduced to a bunch of little islands.
Yeah.
And there's like
not much of a pike.
Yeah, like there's not, it's just surrounded by water. Yeah. They've got this like little, you know, thing on the actual land that they keep their stables and stuff at, but the rest is just connected by bridges and stuff. Like, that doesn't look fun.
Yeah, definitely.
I think Pike, like the concept art of Pike is kind of really cool. Like,
yeah.
The concept of Pike.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I like it.
And he says, you know, hard places breed hard men. Oh, sorry. I can't, like, anytime it's like, dude, so cool. I'm just not, you know.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But, that's yeah. Fair. Back to
also,
the chapter.
Right at the beginning, another thing in these chapters that I didn't think it was going to continue. Like, we're 12 chapters in, and I swear this has happened, like, 20 times. Theon sees the comet, and he's like, it's my comet.
Oh, it's mine.
It's for my mission, for when I get all of these things. Like, oh my gosh, Theon, chill. All of these people need to just chill and stop making everything about themselves, because it's not about you, homie.
Oh, but that's what humans do.
Yes, but, like, there's a line, you know?
Well, I don't know.
And as soon as you convince yourself that you need to...
Yeah, but what else are they gonna say? It's not my comment, it's that other guy's comment. Like, why would you say that? Like,
I know. It's just one of those little things where I'm just like, stop. And they keep doing it. Like, they keep demonstrating that selfishness in the exact same way, and it just irks me.
Right. I think at this point we've caught up with, like, everyone. Most of the characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not everyone, but maybe most of them. I can't remember. But, yeah. Like, hopefully, like, this being... my comment is over.
I know, man. I can't.
But
yeah, kind of when he's still on the ship, I guess, he says this line, and right from here, you're like, okay, we know where he stands. Because, you know, we'd never had a perspective from him, so we didn't kind of understand, like, how he felt about everything. Right,
you were just like, that dude that smiles too much.
Yeah, exactly. And he says... And here at last, the direwolf of Stark did not fly above, casting its shadow down upon the Greyjoy Kraken. I was like, oh, yeah, homie.
Well, yeah, so he's not happy about being a hostage.
Yes.
Which, fair, that I'll give him.
I love how salty you are towards him. Even for the simple thing, you're like, fine.
Yeah, but it's like all these... Yeah, okay, I'm not going to get into like how people are like, oh, I'm the Kraken. Sorry. Okay, so he's standing on the ship looking at Pike, and he reaches into his pocket to the letter that Rob has written that he is delivering. And he's like, this letter, it is paper as good as a crown. I'm going to be king. I don't know why I keep making that weird sound. Please forgive me.
Oh,
no, don't forgive me. Fuck you. I don't care. I'm not going to apologize.
Exactly. Don't apologize for being yourself.
For, right, okay.
I was trying to say don't apologize for existing, and then I messed up what I was actually trying to say.
All cool. Speaking of being yourself, I'm just going to throw in a random plug here because I've recently binged all of a new show on CBC called Sort Of. It is about a non-binary South Asian person, and I have never felt so fucking seen. So good. Y'all go watch it.
Nice.
It's Sort Of. SORTOF. I think it's like also on HBO Max or something. Google it, you know, do the thing. Yeah, anyway, okay. Theon. The opposite of a cool representation of my life. Okay, so he's just like, he's on this ship, and you know, these people are risking their lives. And meanwhile, he's like, oh, if it were an Ironborn captain, they would have gone all the way up close, but yeah. These people are too scared.
Yeah.
And then hard places breed hard men, and I'm like,
okay, buddy.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I get if that's what you want.
Yeah. And then the gross part starts, and he there's a girl.
Wait, before we get to that, while he's like thinking, you know, about the ship and the captain, he's like, yeah, it's cool that, it sucks that they won't go closer, but it also like wouldn't have been as comfortable of a journey if I'd gone on an Ironborn captain ship, because they think they're like the king of their ship, so they're not like gonna, you know, bow and serve you and just cater to your every wish.
Yeah, they're gonna see you as human.
Dude.
Yeah, because you are. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, so, yeah, he's like, that would have been cool, but also this is cool.
I like being thought of as amazing, because I am.
Right. So all of that, and then he's like, hey, Captain, I'm just going to go down under the deck, in the cabin, in your cabin with your daughter, and have sex with her while, like, not showing her any respect at all.
Yeah.
And this poor child is just like, Oh, my lord, how may I please you? I just want to be your salt wife. Because, like, that's a thing the Ironborn used to do. They would have, like, a real wife, quote unquote. But then they would just, like, go raid places. And then anybody they raped was just their salt wife. Like,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's, like, talking about, you know, hey, this is amusing. And then he's also like, her dad doesn't approve of it, and that also is amusing. And he, yeah. Like, that tells you so much about him, that it's not just like something that is fun for him, but something that is actively not fun for another person is fun for him.
Yeah.
Like, does that make sense?
Was yeah,
that
definitely.
A sentence?
No, that makes perfect sense, yeah. And
okay.
Just the every time he's thinking about other people, that's pretty much what he's trying to do.
Yeah. So he makes this girl have oral sex with him and, like, no consideration for what she might want, because, like, she's not a person. She's just an object to use. So, you know, that's what we're doing. And, you know, meanwhile, he's having this whole inner monologue. He's, like, thinking about the Iron Men, and he's, like, the old ways we used to take what we wanted, but now we gotta work for it. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
but, like, also, because Pike is one of the islands.
Yeah.
So the Iron Islands sound terrible because, like, the only way to sustain themselves is basically fishing, but also, like, the waters aren't very kind.
Yeah.
So they gotta, like, risk I think he says, fisher folk who fight the sea. Mm-hmm. Or if you try to farm, it's kind of terrible because there's, like, not good soil on the islands. They're just, like, barren. And then, like, the only thing the islands really produce is just some, like, cheap metals. And he's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, definitely not the best place to try and
live. Yeah, so, like, it kind of makes sense why raiding is, like, a part of their culture. Not that it's a good, like, it's not that it's a thing that we agree with, but it makes sense why. This is why socialism. Everybody produces what they can, and then you share it amongst yourselves. Anyway, fuck capitalism and the Ironborn. No, I don't know. Some of them are cool. So we'll meet some cool Ironborn. I was gonna say Iron Men, but then I was like, no, that's Tony Stark. not the Starks from this world, a different
Tony
Stark.
Oh my gosh. True.
Yeah. So this goes on for a while, and oh my god.
And
this,
I don't understand.
This was the sentence that made my skin crawl with anger.
Yeah.
He's like, so this girl is giving him a blowjob, and he's like, oh, I prefer this because then I don't have to listen to her mindless prattle.
Yeah.
I just wanted to, like, stab him at this
and
point.
And, like, right there, he also says, like, she was timid at first, but learned quickly for such a stupid girl. And I don't understand what is the people in this universe and just people outside of this universe's obsession with just, like, calling girls stupid for no reason. Like, she is, like, what? Joffrey also did this at, like, one point with Sansa. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
What? Like, this is just one of those stupid things that's just so inherent.
Well, she's a girl, so she must be stupid. Like, what else can she be? Well, I know. I agree.
I know.
It's really frustrating.
Yeah.
And it's, like, these things that make me hate Theon. So, that is the thesis of this essay, which is this episode.
Oh my gosh.
Theon is terrible. Here's why. Okay. Blah, 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 yeah. Blah, blah,
and then
blah.
We kind of get some history about, like, you know, the drowned god had made them to, like, rape people and, like, raid and do all these different things. But Aegon the Dragon came and he destroyed that.
Yeah. And his dad, he says, it had been to bring back the old way more than for the empty vanity of a crown that Lord Balon had staged his great rebellion. Mm-hmm. So, like, they want to go back to the way things used to be, doing just whatever they want, taking what they want.
Yeah. And, I don't know about that, Chief.
Yeah. So what else happens? He's just, I think they like pull up to the shore, the dock, the harbor, all the synonyms for place.
Yeah.
And the girl's just like, hey, take me with you, because if you don't, my dad's going to beat me and abuse me, because men. That's what they do. And he's like, yeah, well, he might have the honor of raising a king's bastard, so, like, he should thank me. And then he just leaves.
Gosh.
I'm going to do the so many times this episode. Yeah. Just be ready
Having to sustain an extra person under these frickin' conditions. Thanks.
Well, that's not even... But he's like, oh, I probably impregnated you, so be thankful.
No, I know. It's just fucked up on all...
Yeah, not just like the... Like, you have to, like, feed another person, potentially, but also... Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
It's just everything about it is messed up. Let's just...
Yeah. Messed up. Speaking of messed up, these islands be messed up. So they pull up to, what is it, Lordsport? The little town at the edge of the sea?
It's the port. It exists.
Yeah, it's the port where the ships port.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like noticing that all the houses, like, they're newly built because Robert destroyed that shit. And like the inn is like triple the size it used to be, except all's newly built except the sept, because it seems that Robert's fury had soured the Ironman's taste for the new gods.
Oh my gosh.
So they were like, fuck that sept. We don't need them new gods.
Yeah, exactly. And he's looking at, you know, what ships are there. And he's like, oh, my uncle's ship isn't here, but my dad's ship is here. And there's other people's ships, too. Why are these here? Like, what's
going
on?
Like, why are all the ships here? Yeah. Because it's, like, basically, it's a large part of the fleet that's gathered here. Yeah. And he's like, oh, did my dad, like, figure out why I'm coming? Like, what's happening here?
And even here, it's like, he's like, oh, yeah, like, my dad's rebellion, yeah, whatever. That's old news. This is gonna be my thing. I'm gonna bring glory.
He's kind of, like, upset that his dad might have called the banners, like, before he had the chance to, because then it's, like, not his glory anymore.
Yeah. So it really kind of shows you his priorities. It's not, I need to get this thing done. Oh, great, it's already been done. It's no. I exist.
Me. Okay. So he's looking around, like, looking for the honor guard that he supposes is there to meet him. And he's like, well, Rob's birds might not have reached them, but then, like, the Malister sent a bunch of birds. Like, what happened here? Nobody is here to, you know, shower me with the praise and honor and glory that I deserve. Like, what is going on?
Oh my gosh. But, like, also, to be fair, he was probably like, okay, at least, like, my dad or someone's gonna be there. But, like, knowing Theon, he definitely didn't just expect, like, one person. Because even when his uncle showed up, he wasn't like, oh, great. He was like, oh, it's just you? Okay.
Yeah. So, speaking of his uncle, he's about to, like, rent a horse to, like, go up to Pike. I don't know, rent a horse?
Yeah. Something like that.
While this, like, priestly dude comes up and is like, oh, no need. I am... here to take you. I don't know why that's why. And do you remember what people call him?
Damp hair.
You said it right. So many people read it as damp hair.
Damp hair. Oh, I should have read it like that because that's what it looks like. Oh, well.
But I think we talked about this when we went over, like, the appendix, and like we went over like people's names in there. But anyway, he's the damp hair who worships the drowned god and probably always has damp hair. Right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So Theon knew him as Uncle Aaron. And Theon's like, mm-hmm. homie, like, you got a makeover. What's, like, you're a priest? You're not a priest.
You used to be a fun dude who would drink and sing and, he says something like, he had been the most amiable of his uncles, feckless and quick to laugh, fond of songs, ale, and women.
Yeah.
And now it's like the strict ass dude who doesn't, who's just like, shut the fuck up. I'm talking to my God. I don't want to talk to you.
Every single thing he says is like Theon's like, oh yeah, that's cool. I approve of that. And he's like, yeah, well, God doesn't care if you approve. Like every single thing he says is just like that. It's so funny.
I loved it. I honestly loved it.
Yeah. And so he's, you know, Theon's trying to get his uncle to, like, tell him what's going on and, like, hey, why are these ships
before
here?
We get there.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get there. Uh-huh. His uncle's like, hey, you better, you kneel. No, not you kneel. He just says kneel. I don't know, you kneel. What, is that a command? You kneel. Okay. His uncle's just like, hey, kneel. And Theon's first thought is, oh no, the ground's so dirty. On one level, I kind of felt that. Remember I told you that story of the time when I was a kid in Indiana? I made a deal with my desk mates to sit on the ground every time, except the one day when we had to wear a white uniform. So I felt it.
Right.
But also I'm like, you're trying to, like, win this dude over. Like, just do the thing, you know?
Yeah, and then he kind of is like, gotta get my clothes dirty for a crown. It's all good.
Yeah. And so his uncle, like, baptizes him, basically.
Yeah,
he,
pretty
like,
much.
He pours some seawater over his head. And they say this line, what is dead may never die, but rises again harder and stronger.
I liked their, like, logo later. Later, what were they saying? They were like,
we do not sow? That one?
And I think it'll be in my notes when we get to it. We can talk about it when we get to it.
Because the Greyjoy words are, we do not sow.
There was like a there was like a specific way that they phrased something that I liked, and I was
okay,
but ignoring that for now. But yeah, he gets baptized, and then he's like, "Do you even remember the words, or are you a Stark now?" And then he remembers the words, and they go through with it. And then he's kind of like, "Yo, homie, like, what's different? What's going on? Like, I haven't been here in a while. Fill me in." But his uncle really doesn't want to talk to him.
His uncle's basically like, "The sea's there, the land's there. It's all the same." Like, that's his answer.
Oh my
gosh. Theon's like, "Oh, where's my sis at? Where's my mom at?" And so his mother is kind of sick, so she lives on Harlaw, which is more habitable than Pike.
Fair.
With her sister. And then his sister, Asha. Now, remember when I told you to really over-pronunciate Osha? This was why. Because there's an Asha. Because, like, if you say Asha, you're just like, wait, are you saying Osha or Asha? Like, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, Asha, his sister, she's gone to Greatwick, something.
Yes, somewhere.
And with messages from your Lord Father, so she'll return at some point. And she has, her ship is called Blackwind, and Theon's like, oh, Rob has a wolf named Greywind. It's so weird. but then he says, this was so stupid. It made me laugh. He's like, oh, Stark is gray and Greyjoy's black, but it seems we're both windy. And I'm like, what? It's like he's trying to make a joke. First off, it's like a really bad joke, but also he's making it to his uncle, who's like, and it just says, the priest had nothing to say to that.
Yeah. Definitely.
Both windy.
Yeah, he just, it was a great moment. Great uncle nephew bonding time. And he's then uncle,
what's with all the ships?
Yeah. And he's kind of like, what happened to you? And he's like, I was a foolish child back then. I don't know why I adopted that voice, but apparently that's the voice.
Well, his dad once wrote him a letter, you know, back in his days at Winterfell, telling him that Aaron had, like, almost drowned. And then when he came back, he was all of a sudden a holy man. So, you know, it's kind of like that near-death experience turned me religious kind of thing.
Yeah.
So Theon's wondering about all the boats, and he's like, tell me what's going on. And his uncle just like, well, I'm not going to tell you. And he's like, you're not even going to tell me? I am the heir to Pike and the Iron Islands. Ooh. And his uncle just says, as to that, we shall see. And this is like the first blow to Theon's like whole thing he's got in his head about himself.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm the only living son. And he's like, homie, your sister exists. And like, she's,
and she's
older
3 years
you.
Older.
Yeah.
And she's been around this whole time.
Yeah, and she's like doing things for your dad. So she's getting a lay of like responsibilities. Like, it's logical. And he's like,
yeah.
He's like, I will not have you disrupting my rights. It's like, okay, homie, chill.
And his uncle's just like, oh, you dare to warn a servant of the drowned god, boy? Oh, and then he's just like, shut the fuck up. This ride is long enough without your magpie chattering.
Yeah, and he's like, your dad's not going to give these holy islands to a Stark. And it's kind of like, they don't know who he is anymore. I mean, Guess they'll find out that he's still unbearable soon enough. But as of right now, it's kind of like, okay, you've been living with the Starks this entire time. We hate the Starks right now, so that's not going
to
work.
Well, he thinks back to his time with the Starks, and he's like, well, the parents weren't that great to me, and the little kids were too little for me to even look at them. And John was kind of terrible. John was emo, too emo even for me. And Rob was kind of cool, though. But then he's immediately like, oh, I better not say that.
And then he proceeds to say it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he gets a slap in the face for it from his dad. Sorry, we'll get there. But, so, and then he starts thinking about his, like, journey to the Iron Islands, like, before getting on the ship. Mm-hmm. He traveled with the Malisters to Seaguard and old Daddy Malister, whoever that was, Jason Malister,
Jason
was like not too happy with him. But his son, what's the name? Patrick Malister, was kind of cool. They like got along. But his dad's not happy because the whole point of Seaguard is to guard against the Iron Men approaching from the sea, Ironborn. So, yeah, that was a whole thing. And, and also at one point, Theon, he's thinking about his conversation with Patrick. Mm-hmm. And he said to Patrick, I bet your dad doesn't like me because, I bet your dad thinks I don't like him because he killed my brother. But that's because he never knew my brother. Oh, so my he's gosh. Like shit talking his own brother.
Yeah. And just from this, like, conversation that, like, he had with Patrick and just his entire attitude, it's, like, he doesn't really spend as much time, like, kind of thinking about, like, because he says, like, oh my gosh, like, the Iron people live in the past, and, like, they gotta, like, deal with all those grudges
first. Move up with
the
times.
Yeah. So he kind of takes a different approach to it, too. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if he would have been more with their beliefs if he'd like stayed with them longer, or if like it's just like a generational thing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that is true. Is it a generation? Because he is like, all them old dudes are stuck in their old ways.
Yeah. And then but then here's one of his peers who did stay with his parents.
Well, who is, oh, Patrick is?
Yeah.
So Patrick gets along with Theon, even though they're supposed to be mortal enemies.
Yeah, so I guess, like, maybe it's more of a generational thing? I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder. That's actually a good question, because maybe, like, if we, when we meet Asha, that she'll be able to, like, yeah, we'll be able to have an answer to that.
Yeah, how did
true. Her upbringing here impact her views?
Yeah, because she's, I mean, like, we don't really know anything about Patrick, but I don't really trust Theon to be very capable. But from what we've heard about Asha, mm-hmm, Asha seems capable. So I'd lean towards using that as an idea.
Yeah. So anyway, Theon, like, he sits quietly for a while, but then he has to make conversation again. And he brings up the comet and he's like, it's a herald of a new age. And then, of course, Aaron is like, oh, it is a sign, but from our God, not theirs.
My. Yep.
A burning brand it is, such as our people carried of old. It is the flame that the drowned god brought from the sea, and it proclaims a rising tide. It is time to hoist our sails and go forth into the world with fire and sword as he did.
I just need these people to understand. Red, red equals danger. This is not, and yeah.
It's like a big exclamation mark in the sky.
It's like, this isn't urging you on, okay? Like, I know it's like, oh my gosh, like, there's danger, I'm gonna be a manly man and I gotta, like, deal with it. But it's like, no, it's danger. Stop.
Yeah. And this is when Theon's like, I agree. And he's like, it doesn't matter if you agree.
Yeah, man. So, a man agrees with God as a raindrop with a storm.
Yeah.
That was funny. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed, okay, Theon getting slighted.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all enjoy that. So finally, they pull up to Pyke. And again, Theon's noticing that, like, one of the towers was, like, burnt down during the battle. So they've rebuilt it. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And, oh, nobody seems to recognize him. They're all just like, oh, hey, what can I get you?
And this really bothers him.
Yeah, and his, like, dad hasn't come to greet him. So he's like, oh, even colder than Ned Stark. And then he turns around and he sees that Dampare hasn't dismounted, because he's just like, well, I did my thing. Now I'm going to go back to my god.
Yeah.
And then he leaves. So that's, like,
the only person last time
we see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, this woman comes up to him and is like, hey, I'm here to show you to your place. And she takes him to the Bloody Tower, or the Bloody Keep. What's it called? Mm-hmm. Bloody Keep. And it's, like, supposed to be the nicer tower, because it's supposed to have, like, nicer furnishing and stuff, but it's very clear that nobody's even, like, stepped foot in this place in
yeah.
a while.
Yeah.
Like, they knew he was coming. They couldn't have lit a fire. Like, that's the yeah. basic of the most basic.
Yeah, they really just didn't care.
Yeah, they've got, like, these years old, like, carpets, and, like, everything is damp and musty, and like,
blah, yeah, blah, blah. It's, blech, it's awful.
I cannot imagine.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, all this is, like, oh no, before he gets to all the descriptions, he first tells us that the Bloody Keep is named that because a thousand years before, the sons of the River King had been slaughtered here, hacked to bits in their beds so that their pieces of their bodies might be sent back to their father on the mainland. Lovely. And then he's like, well, however, the only Greyjoys weren't murdered in Pyke except once in a great while by their brothers, and his brothers were both dead.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah.
He still got a sister. Maybe she'll murder him. Oh,
oh my gosh.
I'll cheer that day.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, that's not, that doesn't disturb me. It's all this grossness that disturbs me.
Yeah.
And, you know, he tells the person to, like, change the rushes, get me some hot water, I'm gonna change, and blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And he changes and he like puts a lot of thought into his like outfit, and it's like very meticulous, and it's got some like everything is so fancy, you know? Yeah,
and his dad's like, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, so he goes to see his dad and he has to cross the rope bridge, mm-hmm. and he's like, oh my god. As a kid, I used to just like run across this shit. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
Because now he's like trembling as he crosses.
Yeah.
He tries to justify it as not like a, hey, as opposed to being like, oh, I'm just not used to this anymore. He's like, oh, I was a kid back then. I didn't know shit. I'm smarter now. But yeah, he finally pulls up to the sea tower. Yeah, that's where his dad's at. Mm-hmm. And he has to, like, knock on the door. But his glove gets, like, a splinter in it. And it's like, oh my god, my beautiful gloves. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of felt that.
Yeah.
Also, like, same me that, like, really cares for my things too much, you know? Yeah. But also, yeah. Anyway, so he gets in. And his dad's like, his dad's, you know, looking real old and bony.
First thing he says to him, 9 years, is it?
Yeah, that is where
all these family reunions, like, they're not like, hey, I miss, like, they never say anything typical. They always start with, like, something completely random, and you're like, you just saw this person after how many years? And this is, like, what you decide to say? Like, okay. But I guess it's, like, they don't really know each other anymore because it's been so long.
Well, he wants to figure out exactly how many years before he meets him.
Yeah, but because that's important.
Yeah. You know, he's like, oh, you were a boy when they took you. What are you now? And Theon's like, I'm a man. I'm your blood and your heir. And then once again, Balon's like, oh, we'll see. Ooh, we'll see about that.
Roasted.
And then he's like, the men that took you from me, Ned and Robert, they're both dead now. And here I am, still alive. Wahahaha. Mm-hmm. And then he like narrows it on Theon's clothing and he's like, oh, did Ned Stark dress you like that?
Yeah.
And he asks him whether he bought it with gold or iron. And then we learn of this like other ironborn tradition.
Yeah.
Of paying the iron price, which is the only jewelry you can wear is the jewelry you take off the corpses of the enemies you slay.
Great.
So Theon's like, I paid the gold price for it. and he's like, bloody useless.
He's like, it is as I feared. The Greenlands have made you soft and the Starks have made you theirs. And he's like, I'm not a Stark. And he spends the entire time trying to prove that.
Yeah, and he's like, I brought you this letter. Robb Stark listens to me. He heeds my counsel. He thinks of me as his brother. And then this is when it's like, slap. No, don't you dare. Your true brothers were killed by his dad. And in his head, Theon's like, well, actually, it was a Ned who killed him.
Technically.
But, you get the point. And his dad's not happy. And finally, Theon's like, fine, just read this fucking letter and we'll talk about it. And his dad does. And he's like, oh, so the boy would give me a crown again. And all I need to do is destroy his enemies.
How generous.
Yeah. And then Theon's like, no, but it's my plan. I really thought this through. Think about it. Like, Robb's, like, routed in on, what is it, Lannisport? Or Castle, like, by the Golden Tooth in Lannister territory.
Yeah.
And he's going to engage the army that's there. In the meantime, we're free to go over to Casterly Rock and take it over. And then, you know, we're going to be rich because the Lannisters are rich. And it's a great plan, you know?
And he's like, oh, by the way, like, can I be the, like, head of Casterly Rock? Just, like, before we've even done anything. Yeah.
And his dad is like, oh, you reward yourself handsomely for a notion and a few lines of scribbling.
Yeah.
And then his dad's like, this boy wants to give me a crown. And what is given can be taken away. Mm-hmm. Now that's actually a good observation on his point. Mm-hmm. On his point, what the fuck is that?
He's like, I'm gonna take my crown, not receive it. So
no man gives me a crown. I pay the iron price. I will take my crown. And then Theon's like, well, have fun sitting on your island being the king of nothing. And his dad's like, oh, no, I don't think so. I don't want to take Lannisport or Casterly Rock because we won't ever be able to hold it. Mm-hmm. But there is a different plum, not so juicy, but it hangs there ripe and undefended. And Theon's like, oh, where's that in his head? But he seems to know. What do you think?
Winterfell? ?
Sure, but Winterfell's like right in the middle of nowhere. Like, would they? They're like sea people.
That's true. I don't know though, cause like, how many places I think, are not?
I think
well
you
defended?
Might be. I think you also might be specifying too much. Like, Winterfell is the one, like, you can, like, it can be other parts of the north. Like, you can't, it doesn't have to be Winterfell.
Right. That's fair.
Like, there's a whole thing of the north that's on the coast.
That's true. And it's, like, right, like, beside them. So they wouldn't have to, like, interact. They wouldn't have to, like, get through any armies to, like, get there.
Yeah. So, do you think that's it?
I think so, yeah.
That makes sense.
Because, I don't know, I just feel like it's unreasonable to try and go for anything else. I mean, like, I guess I don't know, like, how much power they have, but it can't be that much, because they're just, it's not like they're, like, any big major lords, you know? Like, I guess they do have control over, like, a lot of the sea, but still, like, I don't know. I just don't think they have too much power.
Okay. So, you think it's, like, it's the north that they're going to attack?
Yes. And, like, there's, like, and literally nobody there to defend it right now, so.
Right. And will Theon be okay with that?
I think I was trying to grapple with this. And I think Theon will be okay with it. Because I think if Theon thinks that they could be successful, he's going to be okay with it. Because he has his own agenda, you know? I don't think he's emotionally attached enough to, like, really care, unless it affects him. So I think maybe he'll think, like, oh my gosh, this isn't gonna work, so I'm never gonna get my crown. Oh, I hate this, you know?
But he'll go along with it?
I don't know.
Well, you don't know anything. I'm asking you what your prediction is.
Okay, let me think. He might, like, warn Rob or something and be like,
hey, heads up.
Yeah, hey, heads up, don't let this happen. But, like,
but
what can he do?
Balon be cool with that?
No, definitely not. But does Balon
will
have to know?
Will Theon return to Rob? Stay on the Iron Islands?
I think he's gonna stay with Balon. I don't think he's gonna return to Rob. I think he might, you know what, I think he might just go with it, but, like, try to, like, be like, okay, fine, let's do this, but then let's also go do this. Or, like, try to get the plan changed. I don't think he's gonna have much success with that, but I think he's gonna try his darndest to not have this plan happen, because I don't think he thinks it would be beneficial for him.
All right, do you think Kat was right to have doubts about sending Theon to his dad?
I think so. This is not looking great. This is just from Theon's attitudes and everything. It's like, you can't, you know, like, he's been a hostage his whole life. You can't expect a hostage to have loyalty for you. That's that's just not reasonable anyway.
Right. Okay.
But to Rob, and he's like his brother, so.
Yeah. So, say this happens. Say the Iron Islanders attack the North. Mm-hmm. What will Rob do?
What will Rob do if they attack the North? Rob might have to, like, split up his army to, like, deal with that. Because they... Well, but, like, is it... I think, yeah, Kate, because I was thinking, I was like, is it, no, they need Winterfell. He's not just going to be like, okay, no, let me fight this thing and, like,
besides, like, happens. Bran and Rickon.
Yeah, there's, like, people, yeah, like, Rob's not just going to be like, fuck them. I think he'll have to split up his army, which will mess them up unless they team up with someone else.
Okay. So, let's do a king count here. So...
Oh, we're going to just
assume that Balon has declared himself king at this point.
Yeah.
So, let's see. There's Joffrey. Mm-hmm. There's Rob. Mm-hmm. There's Renly. There's Stannis. There's Balon. And there's the King in the North, which we haven't... No, not King in the North. King beyond the Wall.
Right. And then Daenerys.
Yeah, so there's like six contenders for the Seven Kingdoms. They just need one more and then everybody can have their own kingdom.
And then, like, Theon thinks of himself as a king.
Well, he thinks of himself as a king as, like, the heir to the current
king. I know, but, like, just, like, everybody thinks of themselves as a king if we expand the definition.
Yeah, but we're not going to do that.
I know, but, like, it's just...
So there's...
Every time they say the word king,
no, wait a second. I miscounted. Mm-hmm. With Daenerys, that's seven people. That's seven kingdoms and seven people.
Oh my gosh. Wow, it's perfect.
I, like, had my fingers out and I was, like, looking at it and I'm like, six, seven. I'm like, this doesn't look right.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
But yeah, so anyway, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can see why this book is called A Clash of Kings.
There's a lot of clashes out here. I literally, every time they mention the word king, it stresses me out. Because I just know that they're, like, making another king out of some random ass person.
All right. Let's move on then.
All right.
So, what are we going to see from Theon next time?
Theon is going to be trying to convince his father that this is a bad plan. And his father, I mean, their ships are ready. They're, like, ready to go. So, they could, like, go.
Well, Asha's, like, out getting more people, so.
Right. Okay, so I think it'll just be, like, him trying to convince his father. His father being like, shut the fuck up. Who even are you? Are you a Stark? Are you, like, who are you? I don't even know what's going on. And then maybe by the end, he'll be like, okay, this is hopeless. I need to warn Rob. Or, like, I need to do something against his will. Against his father's will.
Okay. That seems like he's chosen to be a Stark, then.
I think he's just chosen to... Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we've spent an hour on this. Let's move on to Daenerys.
I think we spent half an hour just insulting Theon.
Well, yeah, he deserves that.
Yeah. Okay, so we start the chapter, okay. And Daenerys, the Dothraki have named the comet. It's called... I don't know how to say this.
Shirakia?
Yes. It's the Bleeding Star.
The Bleeding Star.
Yeah. And in my humble opinion, Daenerys is one of the only people who even...
Actually able to say, this is my comet.
Yeah, who's even allowed to think of that. so, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're kind of, you know, they're stuck here and they're like, what do we do? Where do we go? And they're thinking about the different mm-hmm. possibilities. And the only possibility that seems to be plausible is the Red Lands, which is described as a grim place and terrible.
I think it's like later on, they were at some point, whether in this chapter or like in later in the books, mm-hmm. they refer to it as the Red Waste, just because it is.
Oh my gosh.
Like it is such a, you know.
Yes.
That it's a wasteland, basically.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, but there's like, so, they talk like, about like
they
the
can't
different...
go north because yeah. that's where the Dothraki are. Mm-hmm. They can't go south because that's where the Lazarin are and they don't like the Dothraki. Mm-hmm. They can't go west because yeah. one of the Dothraki hordes went that way, I think.
Yeah.
Like, basically, they're just stuck trapped. And all they can do is kind of go west.
Yeah.
No, east. Mm-hmm. What? Oh my god. Okay. The only way they can go is east. Okay. That's yeah. the way they can go.
mm-hmm. And, you know, they're kind of traveling and conditions are not doing great. Conditions are getting worse. Yeah,
they're running out of food. There's barely yeah. any potable water. And her, like, people, it's all, like, the people that are not, like, warriors. Like, mm-hmm, she's like, I got four warriors. The rest are women, old, sick men, and boys whose hair has never been braided. Because, you know, that's a Dothraki yeah. way of measuring strength.
Yeah. And she's kind of, it's like, just... she's kind of, like, all these...
Yeah, and her dragons aren't really, like, an... Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You, like, you paused so well that it looks like you were frozen.
Oh, that's funny.
like, make some movement. Okay.
Sorry, I just wasn't trying to interrupt like, you.
I've got the dragons, but they're, like, not useful at all because they're...
Babies.
Cat-sized.
yeah.
You know,
she's like, so I, 14-year-old me is the strength of our entire group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if like they ever run into somebody, they're probably going to take the dragons and kill Daenerys.
Yeah. And she's so
she's like, well, we're going to follow that comet and mm-hmm. go the only direction we're allowed. Mm-hmm. And her people follow her because to them, she is the unburnt and the mother of dragons.
Mother of dragons.
Okay, so they go on, go dragons. On. Wait, no, we're not there yet. So people start dying and the first person to die is this old man. And one of her handmaidens is like, oh, he was past his time. No man should live longer than his teeth.
Oh, and I was
like, that's an, like, that was just, I never, like, thought about, because, you know, of course people lose teeth as they get older, but, like, it's such a
weird way to think about it, yeah.
Thing, yeah. yeah.
And then two nights later, this infant girl dies, and
yeah, she, people are dying left and right.
Everybody's
but her dragons,
are getting stronger.
Except her dragons. Yeah, so at first they won't eat anything, and she can't breastfeed them anymore because her milk's dried out. Mm-hmm. And eventually she remembers that Viserion is the name of yeah. the dragon. Viserys had said that only dragons and men eat cooked meat. So she starts cooking it, and they keep devouring it, and now they're growing. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So she has three dragons, and there's a green one. And she names the green one Rhaegal for her brother.
Rhaegal
for her brother.
Rhaegal.
Rhaegal. That's what I said. Rhaegal.
I don't know. You said it like weird.
Okay. No, I didn't. Anyway, she names the dragon Rhaegal. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. You're saying like gall, like G-U-L, but it's gall. Like.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Rhaegal.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Okay. So that's the green one.
For Rhaegar, who died on the green banks of the Trident.
Rest in peace, homie. And then well, freaking Viserys gets one. Viserys has the cream and gold one called Viserion. And
yeah.
She says, Viserys was cruel and weak and frightened, yet he was my brother still. I was like, oh, but like, no.
Well, but then she's like, his dragon will do what he could not. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, but sense. Still, like, I don't want to be thinking about him every time I think about the dragon. I know. And then she calls the black dragon Drogon for Drogo.
That's like, it sounds, it's basically dragon.
Drogon, dragon. That's funny, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and then Doria died. Sad.
Oh, yeah.
Things just keep getting worse.
And she, like, remembers how Dorea, not Doria.
Oh, Dorea.
Well, I guess it could be, because, like, it's all made up. So but Dorea was the one who helped her, you know, sex Drogo up, and she's, like, remembering that time, so she stays with Dorea until she dies.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, like, this sweet thing, but also, like, people are dying, so it can't be that sweet.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah, so blah blah blah, and they're going around, they've like, out of the 100 people she had, they're down to like 65 or something.
And then she's like, hey Jorah, like, is anything coming up? And Jorah's like, man, I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on. And we find out that Jorah's hip wound hasn't healed yet. Homie's not doing great.
He's struggling a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So one day she like sends outriders to like scout the place before, you know, they arrive, and one day they come back and it's like, hey, there's a city.
Yeah.
And it's like only an hour away, so they rush over, and when they get in, like, go scout it out, they find that it's like an abandoned city.
Yeah.
There's nobody's living there, and one of her handmaids is like, when the gods are gone, the evil ghosts feast by night.
Mm-hmm.
Such places are best shunned. It is known. And Daddy's just like, not to me. I don't know that shit.
I find it really funny. Like, Kate, they've done blood magic. They've, like, sacrificed a magi? Magi? A magi.
Yeah.
Like, you really, how is this any worse than any of those things? Like, y'all have already committed all the sins. Like, just go for it.
Well, they weren't for any of that either.
I know, but, like, it's like,
it just, yeah.
You gotta know that Danny's gonna do it at this point.
Yeah, well, so, like, they can't really put up much of a fight because she's in charge and that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
So they come upon this place, and it's, like, a city all painted white, and she's like, oh, it's like the people didn't know any other colors. But I'm like, it's practical. They're in the middle of a fucking desert. White walls keep you cooler.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just like, I like the fact that it was white. And she was like being shady about it. So like that.
Oh my god.
Oh, and she notices, like, in the main plaza that there used to be, like, a statue that's missing. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I wonder if the Dothraki took it back to Vyas Dothrak.
Because, yeah.
Like, that's a thing they do. Yeah. And I was like, oh. And she, like, might have seen the statue, just never known she would end up here.
That's crazy. Oh, my gosh. Okay, and then, you know, people are exploring this place, and somebody comes with figs. Somebody's like, ooh, there's wells. Then they get, like, you know, a bunch of different fruit. Well, they get grapes and vines, and it's, they finally have some food now. Finally got some nourishment.
Yeah. Plus, they have some bleached and broken skulls.
Yeah, most useful thing.
So, yeah, and then, like, her handmaid's again, like, ooh, ghosts. And then she's like, ah, I got dragons. Who cares about ghosts?
Yeah. And then she kind of goes to take a bath, and Jiki's
bath,
like,
in sand. That's, it's such an interesting concept. Like, this is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, when you don't have a lot of water, you bathe in sand because it, like, scrubs you clean still, but...
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, and Jiki's like, oh, your hair is coming back. And she's like, maybe I should do the hair growing thing. Just, like, because these people know that as a sign of strength. So let's go with that. And then Jorah and comes then, in. You
know, yeah, they bathe her and Jorah comes in. He's brought her a peach.
Oh, my she's gosh.
She's like, oh, a peach. But also she's wearing her, like, lion's pelt robe.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually still has the lion's, like, head part attached to it, and that, like, becomes a hood. So, like, this is kind of a cool robe.
Yeah, definitely.
So she's just wearing that, and Jorah comes in, and, you know, Peach, it's cool. And she tells him, oh, my handmaids are worried that there's ghosts here. Mm-hmm. And Jorah says, well, there are ghosts everywhere. We carry them with us wherever we go. I actually found that line. It was cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it was good. And then...
And she's like, you know all my ghosts. Where are your ghosts at? You know? Mm-hmm. Okay, you tell us a story, because I've talked too much, and I can't shut up.
So, Jorah's ghost is Lynes. Okay. And Lynes is his second wife, or was his second wife. And so, he's pretty much telling the story of his life. So, Lynes was from the Hightower family, and they're, like, this powerful family. And he's like, he says, like, her birth was far above my own. So she was kind of a little bit out of his league. And then, so he's like, okay, I grew up in Bear Island, and Bear Island's great, but it's like kind of like on its own, and like it's in the north. It's, so the
we got bears and some trees, but that's pretty much
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like it's kind of, it's not like the fun city life, you know? And yeah. He's like, I was good with it, had a good time, got married to someone, but, like, we didn't really, like, love each other in a, like, significant
passionate way.
Yeah. And, like, we weren't able to have kids, and, like, she died. And then Danny's like, oh, I'm sorry. And Jorah's like, it's okay. And then Jorah's like, by then, my father, you know, Mormont.
Went off to the Night's Watch, mm-hmm. So I was the Lord now.
Yeah, and then that was
And instead of marrying, like, a bunch of the people, any of the other people that were interested, I went off to this tourney. Before he went to the tourney, he fought against Baelon and his rebellion.
Mm-hmm. So he got the honor to go to
And he was so good. Yeah, he earned his knighthood, and then he could fight in the tourney.
Excuse me. And then he fought in the tourney, and he kind of was like, that was where he met Lynes, and he was like,
He saw her, and was like, hey, give me your favor.
Yeah.
And she did.
And then...
he won every fucking fight.
I mean...
Except against Jaime, where they tied, but, like, Robert was like, oh, you still win, because you're cool.
Yeah. And then, you know, he won the tourney, and he kind of had that, like, confidence boost. He was on that high, and then he asked Lynes' dad. Yeah, that too. And then he asked Lynes' dad for her hand in marriage, and then they got married. And he's like, yeah, for a fortnight, I was the happiest man in the whole world. And he's like, yeah, that's how long it took us to get back to my place, and that's where things mm-hmm. went downhill. And he, you know, it's just like they were not at all compatible, lived very different lives, very different statuses, and it just...
Yeah, because she was used to, like, certain comforts and entertainments.
And he could not provide that because he was not of that same status. But he kept
trying. Yeah.
And that led to his downfall. He made some very bad financial decisions, and then he ran away. Well, he... got exiled, and then it's just not
well
good.
Like, he was, like, so much in debt that, like, to try and pay it off or, like, make some money, he started selling people, and then mm-hmm. Ned found out and was like, I'm gonna chop your head off, and then he was like, never mind, I'm just gonna take my boat and leave.
Yeah.
And they end up in Lys. Mm-hmm. Or Lys. Oh, man, I can't remember.
And then he sold his ship for gold, but it did not last. And
yeah, like, how long is that going to last?
Yeah, and then he had to, like, become a sellsword, and he was fighting people. And it was kind of unclear to me, like, did she just leave, or, like, did they end things? Like,
While he was off fighting,
she just, like, left?
She moved in with this merchant prince.
Right. Yeah,
so, like, by
the relationship's
time he returned,
over now. That's all we need to know. And
I mean, I don't blame her.
Oh my gosh.
You know, this was Jorah, like it's
yeah, they both
I don't know.
They both
like,
should have
on the
ended
one
this
hand,
relationship.
I don't
want to
say
ago.
Like don't like reach above your status, because like that's not what I mean.
Yeah.
What I mean is that they both had unrealistic expectations of this relationship. Yeah. Like, he expected her to be happy in a, like, in, you know, much less comfort than she had been used to.
Yeah.
And she probably expected that he would provide for her in the same way that she was used to. So it was all
it's just
doomed from the beginning.
Yeah, like, you gotta communicate, gotta talk about these things. Yeah. You can't just get married, you're meeting someone, and you're drunk, and you're having fun. Like, no, don't do that shit. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. It's not gonna end well.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of the story, and then okay, so he's about to leave, and then Danny's like, yo, what did she look like? And he's like, Sir Jorah smiled sadly. Why, she looked a little bit like you, Daenerys. He bowed low. Sleep well, my queen. And Dany kind of realizes, she's like, holy shit.
Oh, shit.
He, like, he is attracted
like
to me.
Like, likes me.
Yeah. And she's like, what? What? I, and she, like, tries
yeah,
to
and she, like, tries
it.
To.
And
she's yeah, like, she's no. like, nah.
She's like, I'm not. No.
Yeah, she's just not into it.
Like,
it's not her thing.
Oh my gosh, she's literally 14. Why does this need to be? Why is this written here? Why does this exist? Like, I get that we need to get, like, Jorah's backstory. But, like, we could have gotten Jorah's backstory, and then as he was leaving, this entire last 5 seconds didn't need to happen for the story to exist.
Yeah, but this, well, it changed, like,
yeah, it's
it
like, okay, that's why he's loyal.
His motivations.
I know, but still, it's like...
Oh, no, I agree. It's gross and terrible.
I know.
But it is.
I know, it's like, ugh, this is why he's actually stuck by her. I know, but still, it's just, I can't. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, like, can't just, you know, serve her because she's cool and has dragons. Gotta serve her because she's, you know, you want to fuck her. But, yeah.
Yeah. And then
it's like,
and then she kind of comes to terms.
Dudes.
Yeah, she kind of is like, you know what, I don't want to do that, but I will, like, restore him as, like, the Bear Island commander person thingy.
Yeah, like, I can't give him what he wants, but I'll give him the second thing he wants.
Yeah,
which is his, like, life back. So
yeah. Yeah, so then now
sure,
she's...
but, like, okay, so now we kind of know this because it's come up before, but, like, his sister's in charge of Bear Island now, and I'm like, I don't know if I want Jorah back there, because I bet she's way cooler than he is.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And actually, we know she's way cooler, because isn't she or her daughters, aren't they fighting alongside Rob?
Oh, like, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, say Daenerys wins the Seven Kingdoms. I don't...
No.
I don't want Jorah back in Bear Island. What's he done that to deserve any... Like,
yeah.
Anyway.
But to her, it's like, okay, this is... He's stuck by me for the past however many months. But for the rest of the world, it's like, maybe let's not put people in positions of power due to loyalty. Maybe we should not do that. But yeah, so this is when
maybe actually see what they're
capable
qualifications
of. Yeah.
Are.
And so the next
morning, the last time he was in charge, he bankrupted his whole fucking family.
Yeah, exactly. So. Like, homie does not have a great track record. So then the next day, she kind of calls her blood riders and she's like, hey, we're going to chill here and, like, try to not all get killed. And you guys can go in, like, see three separate directions and kind of, like, see what's out there, okay? Ago, you're gonna go southwest. Rikaro, you're gonna go south. And Jogo, you're gonna follow the red
way southeast. Yeah,
the star thingy. No, comet. Comets. That's
comet.
The word.
Yeah. So yeah, they leave, and you know, all the rest of the people start settling in. Mm-hmm. One of them comes back and is like, "Oh, at the end of the sea, or the end of the place is just, it's just the sea," and the only cool thing that happens is he runs across, like, a dragon skeleton.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. Like, I guess because, like, these lands haven't been explored in so long that that's just, like, there. But, like, dragons were here 100 years ago, right?
Well, not here, necessarily. Because, well, in Westeros. Right. They were there 150 years
ago. I guess because nobody's
ago.
Been here in a while, so we wouldn't know what actually goes on here.
Yeah, well, these dragons are definitely from hundreds of years ago.
Right.
Like, there's a whole, like, Valyria is where the dragons, you know, initially existed, and that's, like, in the east. Oh, and gosh. They would explore and, like, try to, what's the word, impose their power on all the people. So, like, there would have been, like, they would have used dragons for their conquests, you know?
Yeah.
So that's probably when the dragons are there from.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Wow. Okay. The more you know.
So yeah, that happens. The other dude goes and is like, oh, there's just a couple other cities like this one, but not as cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they named this city, by the way. What do they call it?
Vice Tolaro.
Yes. City of Bones.
Mm-hmm. I like that name.
And yeah, the two dudes that return, she puts them to work. One of them has to like repair the gates for security reasons. The other one is put in charge of seeing if they can grow some food in the place. And then, you know, several days, weeks, whatever passes. Mm-hmm. Nobody, the last person doesn't arrive. What's his name?
Jogo.
Yeah, Jogo doesn't return. Except one day he's spotted and Dany rushes on to the walls of the city to greet him. And he's brought these three strangers with him.
From the great city.
And he's...
Carth. Yes.
Yeah. And they introduce themselves. The pale man with the blue lips replied in guttural Dothraki, I am Pyat Pree, the great warlock. Mm-hmm. The bald man with the jewels in his nose answered in the Valyrian of the Free Cities, I am Zaro Zoandaxos of the 13, a merchant prince of Carth. And then the woman in the lacquered wooden mask said in the common tongue of the Seven Kingdoms, I am Quaithe of the Shadow.
Quaithe. I like that name.
Yeah. And they come seeking dragons. And Danny's just like, oh, well, seek no more. You found them. And I'm like, should you be revealing all this information to strangers already?
Right? And it's like, as soon as you tell anybody, like, that's going to spread like wildfire. This is not a good idea, homie.
Like, how do you know you can trust these people?
Yeah, exactly. The last time you trusted a stranger,
like, they heard there's dragons and they're like, oh, I'm going to come see them. And then you're like, oh, well, here they are.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and the last time you trusted a stranger, your husband got killed. So let's stop doing that.
Yeah. I'm so sorry I talked so over you. No, wait. I talked over you so much this episode.
Did you?
I feel like I did. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. We do that all the time. We don't need to apologize for that. It's okay.
Okay. Well, so that's that. Questions. Are these people going to take our dragons and kill everybody else?
Okay. So here's the thing. So he went to the city and he found these people. Obviously, mm-hmm. other people overheard too, you know? Mm-hmm. So even if these people don't, like, the fact that she has dragons is going to get around at this point, okay?
Right.
And also, I don't know these people. I don't understand their intentions, but either way, like, okay, so they come seeking dragons. They're not just here to look at the dragons, like, you know what I mean? But Dany isn't willing to part with any of these dragons because, okay, also...
Why would
she? You're the only person in the world with dragons. Why would you want to part with them? And second of all, even if it was something less cool than dragons, like, she is very emotionally attached to these. This is what she has now, you know? Like, that's... There's no way she would agree to any sort of exchange like
okay,
that.
Okay, but, like, she doesn't have to agree to it. They can just kill everybody and then forcibly take the dragons.
I don't think they're gonna... These don't strike me as people who are gonna kill everybody. I mean,
I don't know. One of them's a warlock. That's some magic shit.
Okay,
so.
I don't want to think about them just killing everybody, because I hope they don't do that. I don't think they're gonna be cool. I think... I don't know. They might pretend to be cool... And then, like, I don't know, like, then kill everybody.
So, like, they're gonna hang out in Vice Tolaro.
I think they might be like, hey, come to our city, come hang out with us. And then they'll go to their city, and then, you know, in their city, they're completely outnumbered. So they might try to
pull some stuff and there. Then in the city, there'll be some crap, some shit going down.
Yeah, definitely. Or, not definitely, okay. That's what I think. Yeah. And, like, I'm like, where's... Because he got them all from that one city, but they all speak, like, the different languages and, like, all these different things. So this is a very mm-hmm. diverse city.
Yeah. Worldly city.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think Dany and her people are gonna go with them to Karth, and shit's gonna go down there.
Yeah. And then somehow shit's gonna work in their favor, I'm hoping.
Okay.
And then maybe they can, like... Like, they're definitely gonna be there for a while, but, like, maybe eventually they can, like, do something and, like, go try and do something about, you know, the Iron Throne. Like, these might okay. be potential allies.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. Alright, I think that's, like, oh, how's this, like, Dany-Jorah relationship gonna work now that it's, like...
Man, I think... Okay, I think... Because...
Will she still trust him? Will he keep the creep off, you know?
Yeah, I think he'll keep the creep off. Because I feel like if he was gonna act creepy, like, there have been a lot of chances, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I feel like he might act normal, and Dany might be like, I think Danny's kind of gonna be like, okay, we're just gonna put this aside.
Forget it happened.
Yeah, I think it'll just be kind of... Yeah, I think it'll just be this way. Maybe, like, later down the line, if this novel doesn't have enough conflict in it, we can have Jorah be like, oh my gosh, I need to get over this obsession. But from his actions throughout his life, we've heard that he's not good at getting over obsessions and dealing with problems. So I think I think this lust will keep him in here for a while.
Okay. All right. And at this point, he's like, well, you know, initially he started off as a spy for Robert, but now he's like actually on her side.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think that's pretty much all the predictions.
Yeah. Last time he bankrupted himself for a girl. I don't think he's about to. I think we're good.
All right. So let's talk about next chapters because we are like at an hour and a half here.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Let me decide how many I want to read.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's do 3.
Okay.
Okay, give me your hopes and predictions.
Ooh, okay. I want to see Jon, Sansa, Catelyn.
Okay. Well, you get one of them.
Ooh.
We're reading chapters 13, 14, and 15.
Yeah.
Chapter 13 is Jon.
Yay! Okay, good.
So last time we saw him, they were readying to go out in the wild. What are we going to see this time?
I think they'll be, like, out in the wild, and they'll be like, we've been here for 2 days, and nothing has happened. And then as soon as the chapter starts, shit's going to happen. Maybe...
What kind of shit?
Maybe they, like... Okay, wait, but nothing in these books ever happens that quickly. Okay. I think they'll just be, like, hanging out. Nothing will be happening, and they'll just be, like, exploring and, like, what's going on? We're here to find Benjen and, like, go on this ranging and figure out what's happening with Winter. So I think they'll just be exploring. Maybe they come across, like, another person who's, like, who they'd sent out to go find him.
Okay.
Like, dead or, like... something.
Oh.
I don't think we're gonna
undead.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna run into any undeads this chapter, because I feel like this book likes to move things a little bit slow. So I feel like maybe the next time we see Jon we'll have like a real altercation, but I don't see that happening this time.
Fair. So chapter 14 is Arya.
Yay!
Last time she was miserable on the road. Ugh. What will she be this time?
I really hope she's still gonna be miserable because her conditions are very miserable. Okay, Hopefully they're like approaching Winterfell now, because I feel like we've had a few traveling chapters.
I'm sorry. He's approaching Winterfell. Last time we caught up with them, they were going around the God's Eye. I'm sorry. Winterfell is not that close.
I know, but like that's what I'm saying is like, hopefully, you know, hoping against all hope. All
right.
I...
That would mean that, like, months have passed. Oh, do you think months have passed?
Okay, no, months have not passed. Is it really going to take them that long? I would have thought it was, like, weeks.
Well, it's weeks when the roads are clear and there's no war happening.
Oh my gosh, they're literally never going to get anywhere. Okay, yeah, Homie's going to get abducted by someone.
Okay, you keep saying that.
Because, I mean...
Alright, and last time I think you were like, the Lannisters are gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
Is it still the Lannisters this time?
Yeah. I think I've made too many happy predictions today. So, this time the Lannisters are gonna get hurt. Why did you give me that look?
Like, your happy predictions were just that people aren't gonna absolutely die. Like, that was your
okay,
happy
but, like,
prediction.
Nothing, because those are the only happy things that happen in this book. Tell me the last time something good happened.
In chapter 7, or no, like, no, chapter, like, 11 of Game of Thrones, Tyrion slapped Joffrey.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see. Actually, like, when was the last good thing that happened? Oh, Tyrion was, like, totally sassing Cersei. That was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, and when he, like, kicked out Janos Lind.
That was good. That was pretty good, yeah.
Well, that wasn't too long ago.
That was good, yeah.
And we liked meeting Davos. Davos was cool.
Okay, so
Davos...
all the good things have been things that Tyrion has done. Or been involved
in. And Davos.
With. Okay, yes. And now Davos.
Okay, alright.
Good job, Davos.
Well, I could only... Like, you know, the slapping Joffrey is just such an iconic moment. It stood out to me. There were other things. Like, Arya did some cool things. And Sansa was totally... Maybe my brother will bring me your head, you know?
Yeah.
Like, those were good moments. Okay, wait, back on track. Chapter 15 is Tyrion.
Oh, nice.
So, last time he kicked out Janos Lint and was just settling into his role as the Hand of the King. Mm-hmm. What now?
A lot has happened since then. Oh my gosh. Okay. He's probably stressed out of his mind right now, trying to deal with all the different things. I think he'll be, like, making some sort of plan about, like, what to do, how to go about things. Maybe through him we'll find out more about what the Lannisters are doing, and, like, what their kind of plans are.
Okay. That is fair. Yeah, that's it. Those are the three chapters.
Yay!
Anything else to add for anything we talked about today?
I think I'm good.
All right. Well, folks, email us because we love emails.
Yay.
Our email is popculturesymposium@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at Pop Culture Symposium, links in the show notes, and that's everything. So until next time, fuck Theon.
Talk to you later. I was in shock for a second. I was like, did she just did they just say what I thought they said, or did I just like totally like you probably saw
impose
my
it onto
yeah
it.
I like did you see my face? I was like trying to like process.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what?
Oh, that was fun.